The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
This time, we want to officially welcome all of our podcast audience, our Rumble audience, and those that are listening or watching exclusively from our End Time Headlines app. New York governor is considering employing the National Guard and out-of-state medical workers and out-of-state worker medical workers to fill the hospital staffing shortages, with tens of thousands of workers possibly losing their jobs for not meeting a Monday deadline for mandated vaccination. Again, this was a report that we reported this past Monday. So this is going on. This was this past Monday. Again, according to reports from Reuters, the governor of New York is considering the possibility of bringing in National Guard and out-of-state medical workers to fill the void of so many workers that are likely losing their jobs as a requirement of not meeting the deadline from the mandated vaccination. According to the report, quote, "I am monitoring the staffing situation closely, and we have a plan to increase our healthcare workforce and help alleviate the burdens on our hospitals and other healthcare facilities," according again to the governor there in New York. She said this in a statement, according to Fox News. One option, even including calling in officers from the National Guard that have medical training to plug the gaps that will be left by the workers who miss Monday's deadline. According to the report, about 16% of New York's 450,000 hospital employees, or 72,000 people, have not been fully vaccinated. Let me say that again. That is stunning. Up to 72,000 people, 16% of the 450,000 hospital employees in New York alone have not been fully vaccinated, leaving some concern that action needs to be taken to avoid shortages. So again, this is coming out of New York. Then we got a report coming out of Massachusetts where dozens of troopers from the State Police Association reported that dozens of state troopers have submitted their resignation papers as a result of the vaccine mandate. According to the report, the state is requiring all executive department employees to show proof of the jab by the 17th of October or risk losing their jobs. And according to the report, about 20% of state police employees are not vaccinated. This was according to the union's attorney. A source told local affiliate WBZ on Monday that only one state trooper has told Human Resources that they would resign because of the vaccine mandate. However, other reports are indicating that at least a dozen state troopers have submitted their resignation papers. Okay, then we got this report that, according to MSN News, Novant Health has reported that last week, listen to this, 375 unvaccinated workers across 15 hospitals and 800 clinics have been suspended for not getting vaccinated. And according to this report, this North Carolina-based hospital system announced Monday that roughly 175 unvaccinated employees were fired in what is being called the largest firing, mass firing of unvaccinated workers. Again, this is coming from MSN News. And then we got a report that increased fines on employers could go as high. Now, this was from the Biden administration. The Daily Mail reported this, and other local affiliates said that increased fines or repercussions against employers who are not requiring their employees to be vaccinated mandatorily could go, fines and repercussions of this could go as high as $70,000 for serious infractions and $700,000 for willful or repeated violations. This is extraordinary. Again, this was coming, this was a report recently from, again, several national affiliates, local affiliates reported this. Then we have United Airlines that is moving ahead with plans to terminate more than 600 employees who failed to meet their COVID vaccination deadline, according to company officials. And I want to read this. This is from the Wall Street Journal. It said that that United in August said it would require all of its 67,000 employees to be vaccinated, which, according to the report, would be the first major U.S. airline and one of the first largest U.S. companies to do so. And now the September 27 deadline has passed. And while most of the airline employees have complied, United is starting the process of firing, according to the report, 593 employees who did not get the shots. Those workers can still save their jobs if they opt to get vaccinated in the coming days. Now, according, again, this was this week we reported this, before the official termination meetings. According to airline officials, quote, we know for some that that decision was a reluctant one. According to United Airlines Chief Executive Scott Kirby and President Bret Hart wrote in a letter to employees on Tuesday, quote, but there's no doubt in our minds that some of you will have avoided a future hospital stay or even death, but because you have been vaccinated. Now, United called this, quote, a historic achievement. Again, the termination of nearly 600 employees because they chose not to be vaccinated was considered to be, quote, a historic achievement for our airline and our employees, as well as for our customers and communities that we serve. All right. Now, how is big tech doing? What are they doing about this? Well, according to a report this week that we shared on Intime Headlines, YouTube, which is Google-owned YouTube, have now said that they will ban any videos that claim that commonly used vaccines approved by health authorities are ineffective or dangerous. According to the report, the company previously blocked videos that made those claims about the vaccines, but not ones for other vaccines like those of measles or chickenpox. Now, according to Engadget, the service says, again, Google, YouTube says that users shouldn't, for instance, post any videos in which they claim that vaccines lead to chronic side effects or that any rare side effects that health authorities have acknowledged alleges vaccines don't reduce transmissions or contraction of diseases, or videos that have inaccuracies about vaccine ingredients. However, YouTube says there are some exceptions. YouTube will, quote, continue to allow content about vaccine policies, new vaccine trials, and historical vaccine successes or failures. Users can also share scientific discussions of vaccines and personal testimonials about their experiences, as long as they don't have a history of promoting vaccine misinformation and their video, here it is, complies with YouTube's rules. According to the report, posting videos that condemn, dispute, or satirize misinformation that violates YouTube's policies should be okay too. YouTube told Washington Post that it's taking down channels linked to prominent anti-vaccine advocates, including the likes of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Joseph Mercola. All right. So then we move on to to Australia, where reports indicate that Sydney residents in Australia who are not vaccinated. This was an actual report, guys, from Reuters. This isn't some conspiracy or right wing conspiracy group that's reporting this. This was from quote unquote credible sources, Reuters being one of them. This was the actual headline, quote, Sydney residents who are not vaccinated against COVID risk being barred from various social activities. According to Reuters, even when they are freed from stay-at-home orders in December, New South Wales State Premier warned on Tuesday, under a roadmap to exit lockdown in Australia's largest city, the unvaccinated are already subject to delays in freedoms that will be gradually granted to inoculated residents between October 11th and December 1st. According, again, to New South Wales State Premier Burjeklin, I believe that's how you pronounce that, and I probably slaughtered that, and I ask you to forgive me if I have, went on to say that people who choose not to be vaccinated could be barred entry to shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues even after the state lifts all restrictions against them on December 1st. So again, what are we talking about? We're talking about total isolation, total separation of those who choose willfully to not be vaccinated. They will be cut off from being able to enjoy the amenities that those who choose to be vaccinated will enjoy. Again, this is in Australia. Will it come to the United States? Time will tell. According to the report from NDTV, a lot of businesses have already said they will not accept anyone who's unvaccinated. The two-tier system is designed to encourage more people to get vaccinated and has been criticized for both penalizing vulnerable groups who have not had access to inoculations and for falling short of providing a real incentive for the vaccine hesitant. The report goes on and says that people who choose not to be vaccinated could be barred again from these amenities. Now, I want to move from there to the United Kingdom, where according to the Telegraph, which is a UK affiliate, this is a headline from a UK affiliate called the Telegraph. Here, listen to this report. Unvaccinated students are required to wear wristbands so that they can be easily identified. Let me say that again. Unvaccinated students will be required to wear wristbands that will identify them as not being vaccinated. Quote, freshmen has been given wristbands to signal whether they are vaccinated against the virus amid anger at emerging two-tier university campuses. Students arriving this week at the University of Bath have been given a different colored wristband on club nights if they can prove in advance they are double jabbed or have immunity. Quote, those who cannot prove they've been vaccinated are forced to enter a different queue and a clear example of segregation. Students at Sheffield University must also present a COVID pass to gain access to enter freshman events or union nights out, meaning those who fail to comply will miss out on a social life altogether. So again, we see this purposeful mandatory segregation of those who are jabbed and those who are not. One student revealed that how he felt excluded and feared being shamed in front of his friends. Students at Oxford and Cambridge also are being asked to disclose their vaccination status. Quote, we are worried that some universities appear to have implemented what amounts to a vaccine passport via stealth, said said the director of parents group Us for Them. Okay, so again, you see the US, You see Australia, you see the United Kingdom. Now I'm going to go back to the United States. According to a recent report, travelers could be looking at new COVID restrictions as we embark on the holiday season. Who didn't see this coming? Like, we didn't see this coming. It's one of several COVID-related updates for the airline industry. With Thanksgiving holiday just around the corner and one of the busiest times to fly, California Senator Dianne Feinstein tweeted, and you can research it, guys, it's there. Here's what she tweeted, quote, "We cannot allow upcoming holiday air travel to contribute to another surge in COVID cases. Today, quote, I introduced legislation requiring passengers on domestic flights to be vaccinated, to test negative, or to be fully recovered from a previous COVID illness." Okay, again, this was tweeted by Senator Feinstein. Willis Orlando is a flight expert at Scott's Cheap Flights. Quote, "If it were to become law, it really would just be kind of adding restrictions in the U.S. that already exist everywhere in the world and that have been working pretty well to contain the virus," said Orlando. Quote, "I really don't see any way where it would be a big problem, although passengers may be a little upset based on what we've seen in the past in the U.S. Did you hear that? Again, normality, conditioning. It's already happening in Europe. It's already happening in Australia. It's already happening overseas. It's happening outside the United States. So we don't really see any big deal if this is yet another mandate that we implement in America. So everyone who is already planning to travel to on Thanksgiving via by air travel or by Christmas via by air travel domestically and probably going to internationally, you might as well get ready because there's a good chance that this is going to come into full fruition. Now, this is breaking news that we reported today, breaking news. Let's go to the West Coast of the United States, California. Governor Newsom just made the announcement that the state of California will mandate COVID vaccinations for students and staff beginning next school term, becoming the first state in the nation to require school children to be vaccinated against the virus. According to the report, Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement this Friday at Denman Middle School in San Francisco's Balboa Park neighborhood. The COVID vaccine will be added to the list of required vaccines for students to attend in-person school. At the briefing, Newsom noted positive trends in the state when it comes to beating back the pandemic, noting the state has one of the highest vaccination rates in the entire country. Quote, "California has the lowest case rate in the U.S. of America, and we've maintained that status now for some time." Quote, "Not surprisingly, that's been driven primarily by one of the nation's leading vaccination efforts. According to Newsom, California has administered over 50 million doses of the vaccine, with 84% of eligible Californians receiving at least one dose." And that gets me to the final and last point of this update today. Michael Snyder did a piece. He wrote a piece on, and you can find this at the economiccollapseblog.com. You can find this on themostimportantnews.com. Well, we quote many of his stories because he does a very good job of doing basically what I'm doing today. And he puts a compilation of headlines and research together, and he gives you the big picture of this. I'm going to give you this headline from one of his recent articles. Quote, "They are now publicly announcing that things are never going to return to normal." Let me read this again. This is a headline. "They are now publicly announcing that things are never going to return to normal." Now, what's he talking about? He talks about national leaders that have gotten up on platforms, press conferences, media conferences. They've gotten up on television. They've made announcements where, if basically, for example, We saw where the where Australia, for example, just went on television. The leadership of Australia just got up, went on television and warned that, quote, life for the unvaccinated will be very difficult indefinitely. And they went on to say that basically that if in no uncertain terms, that if people are looking for us to go back to what we consider to be normal, then this is just not going to happen. We're not going back to what we thought to be normal. So buckle up, prepare for the long haul, and this thing, and guys, we have just now officially entered into the fall season. Now, if you're like me and you live in the South, I live in Georgia, it don't feel nothing like fall. It's like 85 degrees. It's hot. It's humid. So, but you guys up in the North, Northeast, where it begins to start getting into the fall months, you get into the winter months, you know, and I know, we all know that this stuff is only going to amp up. It's only going to increase, and we're going to see more and more of this stuff on a more prominent level and a more increased level. So again, what are we talking about? We're talking about the latest update on the mandate madness that is continuing to go global. And we are looking at the new normal, and it's only going to get more complicated and more crazy and more mad, if you would, from this day forward. So again, endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. We want you to be up to date with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. And listen, guys, the best way to do that, again, if you've not downloaded our free app, you can do that. If you're watching by app, if you're on an Apple device, Android device, you can go to the Apple store, you can go to the Google Play store, download our free app. If you're watching by Facebook, watching by Rumble, or watching on one of those platforms or from our app, there's going to be a link right there where it says free app. Just click on the link, download it. When you get on the app or when you go to that link, it's going to take you to a place where you can easily go. If you're Apple or Android, you're going to be able to click on a link. It's so simple, and you could download our free app, get it into your hands, get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You'll also be able to catch our latest podcast where you can listen or watch depending on what you more comfortable doing and what it's your leisure and what you want to do. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if you've not yet become a monthly partner, to help support us. Again, we rely on partnerships to help us to remain strong. This is why our updates, our messages, our app, our subscription base, everything is absolutely free. All we ask you to do is pray about becoming a monthly partner. Ask what the Holy Spirit would ask you to do or what he would have you to do, and just be obedient to that. And I believe the Lord will bless you. According to the word of God, when you give, it shall be given back unto you, good measured, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And with the same measure that you give, it shall be measured back unto you. And of course, guys, we appreciate your partnership. We appreciate your prayers and your support of this ministry. And guys, if you'd like to do that, there's two ways you can do that. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, or you can give by check or money order by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So as always, guys, we're going to sign off for this week of podcasting. We're going to take off this weekend. We will likely, Lord willing, be back on Monday. I've got some stuff lined up that I want to talk to you about, all the shipping crisis, the delays, there's some crazy stuff going on. There's alarm bells going off all over the place globally. We're going to talk about that next week. We're going to have some equipping messages that we're going to have lined up for you guys to bless you and to equip you as well. So guys, we're going to sign off for this week. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. Again, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to hit that notification button on whatever platform you listen to. Share this on Facebook, whatever platform you're on, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.